This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby. I'm boogie.
Number one then, and number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
And listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
Hey, this is Live with Lou, broadcasting high atop Mount Hood.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Marysville, Cuba City.
Then Madison, Wisconsin is where I
well, hello
be.
And welcome to New State Talk Radio. And those of you that have never heard this show before, we haven't been on really for that long, about four shows. This is our fifth show. We're here every Sunday. And I'll tell you, the notion of a new state in the United States of America, another star on the flag, as we say, to make a more perfect union is catching on. Now, there's a lot of people who want to dissolve the United States of America, and a lot of people don't understand that, think, well, we've got our states, we've got our sovereignty. Guess again, we are facing one of the biggest crises in our nation's history, period. And that is the one world order folks who want to dissolve our borders, to take away our sovereignty. That is what we face. And it is a big, daunting task to make people aware of these folks who are trying to do that. Now, we've seen a whole number. Now, what I mean by that is your sovereignty, you personally, and our state sovereignty has been given to us by the Constitution. Now, it's kind of interesting. We have God-given rights given to us, and sovereignty is one of them. Our founding fathers made sure of that through the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Now, having said that, our Constitution, I don't think was quite prepared for the notion of dissolving sovereignty in the fashion that we're seeing it being laid out today. Through bankruptcy, how about that one? Bankrupting an entire state, such as Illinois, is that a way to dissolve borders and basically have, think about this, Illinois absorbed by other states? All the adjoining states would absorb a piece of Illinois. Well, of course, would they absorb the debt? That's the other thing. We have a territory, a protectorate, Puerto Rico, which is bankrupt. We have California on the verge of bankruptcy, believe it or not. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that one. We do in North State as we try and create a new state. We understand it very, very much. So you see, trying to dissolve the states themselves to take stars off the flag is something that the, well, I guess you would say those one world order folks are trying desperately to do. And we've seen it in other ramifications here in California with the Cal exit notion, which would be seditious. In other words, to secede from the nation. We've talked about this in the prior shows. In other words, break away California as its own separate nation. That would certainly take a star off the flag. Well, of course, you can't do that. That to do that, you'd have to get, well, all the other states to agree in the Congress. That's not going to happen. So they have chosen another route, and they've actually discussed it, those that want to secede from the nation in California, and to go to a violent route like a civil war. The last time a state or states seceded from the nation, we had a civil war to keep the union together. So this is what we're playing with, a people that really, truly do want to destroy the country. Now, that's not what we are all about here on New State. No, we're not. We're not about that. We are about making another state, making more borders, not making more bureaucracy. Actually, our bureaucracy will be very, very small compared to California. California's got an enormous out-of-control bureaucracy, and it's led to over-regulation, over-taxation, and really to the point of socialist behavior. In fact, Joel Kotkin, leading demographer, just came out with an just unbelievable, scathing editorial in the Orange County Register talking about how Jerry Brown has driven this state into very, very radicalized socialism, all designed to protect his Silicon Valley friends. Think about that. That's where all this is headed and has been going, Jerry Brown protecting his Silicon Valley friends. Now, we in the New State Movement aren't about that at all. No, no, no. We're not about that one little bit. We are about making a more perfect union through a state that's going to have less regulation, less taxation, economic freedom, and democracy and federalism. A federal republic is what we will be, just like a federal republic. You know, this is the idea that people don't quite understand when we want to talk about forming a new state. They think it's secessionist, and it's not. And you will hear me at some point in this show, for as many shows as we run, if we run 100 shows, we'll bring this up so it's a clarity piece for all of you listening to this. We are not about secessionists such as the CalExit movement would propose. We are about forming a new state within the Union of the United States. That's different. So we would have sort of a budding effect, a budding off of California to form a new state. That's what this is about. We would be formed from California. And, you know, I know sometimes maybe some other portions of, say, Southern Oregon might want to join the new state. That's fine. Most likely to accommodate. But the movement for the new state is alive and well. Do not discount it. And if you listen to this show and you're a legislator or you're somebody out there driving along I-5 and you're listening to this thinking, oh, this just cannot be. It can very well be, ladies and gentlemen. And it will be. That is a fact. Anyway, we're working hard at doing that, and it's some special announcements. We're going county by county with the new state initiative. Now, this is very, very important to understand because we want to legally and constitutionally comply with the formation of a new state. And this is not about a lawsuit. Oh, no. This is a proactive action to actively use the Constitution, use all lawful means to form a new state, and create the people's will to do so. Now, this all sounds like pretty much strange language that I'm talking, people's will to do. This is really utilizing the people's will. You see, the United States of America wasn't formed by just a bunch of guys smoking cigars and drinking in the pubs and all that stuff. No, 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 it wasn't about that. It was about accumulating the people's will to get away from King George. And it worked. The people's will is always recognized by the Constitution. That's one thing that is, I guess you would say, durable with the Constitution, is the people's will. Now, we exercise that will when we vote. Oftentimes, voting is corrupted. As we're seeing, if you've been following everything in California and other states, there's investigations, deep investigations going on into voter fraud in the United States, in various states, California being the King Kong of all of them, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Texas. You know, Donald Trump, the new president, has a different view about how voting should be done. He likes the idea of legally voting for your elected official. What a concept! Well, there's massive voter fraud that has been going on for quite some time, especially under the Obama administration, and that is about to end. And we know that. We are fully aware of investigations that are going on. And that is something that has a chilling effect, obviously, on those people who handle the ballot boxes and realize there is a great deal of corruption. So those are things that, in a new state, we would want to avoid, obviously. We want to make it fair for everybody. So we're going to use all legal and lawful means to form a new state. This is by design by the constitutions of both California and the United States of America. So people might stress about the fact that we're going to be rebellious. Yes, we are. We're going to be rebellious legally. What a concept. Legal rebellion. That's why we're exceptional Americans. We know how to legally rebel. Stay with us. You're listening to New State Talk Radio.
Charge the people a dollar and I have to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. You be in paradise and put up a fucking lie.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
51st New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You can catch me in Phoenix, Arizona, or Sacramento, California, yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota, maybe Juneau, Alaska, yeah. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah, going on a tour without a care. I want.
And welcome back to 51st New State Talk Radio. New State Talk Radio, we go by all in the same, 51st and New State. Well, James Gallagher, Assemblyman James Gallagher, Yuba City, California, had a rally, and everybody showed up. A lot of people showed up. Some people say 100. There was more than that. On the levee in Yuba City, over by the 10th Street Bridge, and we were there to cover it. AEN and I was there, and we got a great clip that we're going to be playing about James. He represents the 3rd District here in Northern California, and he has been on a tear to try and get funding for the various levees and dam, well, debacle, as you know, at the Oroville Dam. He has been a leader legislatively to try and get more money to repair the dam. And, of course, it's really interesting. Here he is, a sitting assemblyman. Him and Jim Nielsen, a senator from California, represents our district, have been hard charging and doing the right thing to try and protect the citizenry here. As Governor Jerry Brown, well, does nothing. In fact, he's been hiding underneath his desk, as usual, in the bowels, the deep, deep bowels of the California State Capitol. Kind of interesting how that all played out. But, you know, this is one of the quintessential things as to why we would want to form a new state. Now, I'm going to take you through something very quickly here. Then we're going to get into a news piece that was done by Action News, which is the NBC affiliate in Chico, California. They showed up here yesterday. And this is part of the grievance process. And when we form a new state, lawsuits don't do it. You just don't get a new state out of a lawsuit. But you can get a new state out of the grievance process, which includes a Declaration of Independence. That's another issue. But in the Declaration of Independence itself, there's the follow-up process called the grieving process. You declare your independence, and then you grieve as to why you want independence because of all the problems that your current king, it goes back to, of course, King George, has laid out for you to be, well, to stop you, to destroy you, or whatever. All the failings you point out through the grievance process to the public. Now, the classic grievance process, which is going to be one of the biggest ones for us now, it's just like handed it to us right on a platter, is infrastructure in our area of North State. All the counties of North State are totally, absolutely blown out by lack of infrastructure spending by Jerry Brown, in particular the last 8 years. He's been governor, and he has done nothing to protect us citizens in North State. And, of course, James Gallagher knows that.
100 Yuba City residents rallied to help draw attention to the miles of unimproved levees they believe are in critical need of repair.
Action News Now reporter A.J. Abel was at the rally earlier today and joins us with more.
Lauren Allen, Assemblyman Gallagher and Senator Nielsen organized the rally as a response to the fact that money needed to fix the levees was not in the budget last week. They're asking for $100 million, which they say, in the grand scheme of things, is really not all that much.
Don't flood us!
Fix our levees!
Don't flood us!
Fix our levees!
About 100 people showed up to the rally organized by Representative Gallagher and Senator Nielsen in Yuba City.
This state continues to skimp on basic infrastructure. We saw that with our roads. Now you're seeing it with our levees. You can't skimp on basic infrastructure. You got to take care of it. You got to maintain it.
We have tremendous amounts of human beings and commerce. Much damage can be wrought.
They're asking the state to set aside $100 million for these levees every year, though it wasn't in the budget that passed last week.
Last storm, in addition to what happened at Oroville, damaged a lot of levees throughout the system. We need to fix them.
They're worried the administration isn't taking this as seriously as it needs to.
And these levees, they protect a lot of lives and property. If that gets undermined, this levee breaks, you're talking people's lives in jeopardy. We're talking big-time devastation.
These are just some of the levees these guys are talking about. But they said it's not just about Yuba City. They said there are several miles of damaged, unimproved levees that are in critical need of repair.
It's not just here in Yuba City, man. It's throughout the system. You're talking about Stockton. Talking about Manteca, all the way down to Visalia.
And not just the levees, but the natural banks of the river have sloughed off.
Nielsen said they need to be proactive rather than reactive, and Gallagher said they will not stop until they get the funding.
This community knows how important this is, and we're going to keep talking. We're going to be as loud as possible until this is done.
Gallagher said they've already seen some progress. The state has committed to fixing that stretch of levee and is repurposing $30 million more to help with some of the work. A.J. Abel, Action News Now.
Hey, well, that's good news, isn't it? James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen getting some money out of the administration. About $30 million so far, but there's some supposedly, as we understand, more money to come, perhaps from the federal government. This is what we need, obviously. We need a politician like we've seen with Gallagher and Nielsen. We need these types of politicians that are proactive and going after things and protect the citizenry. You're not finding that with other politicians, clearly, in Southern California. Oh, no. These politicians are just there for whatever. They don't care about the people, but they do care about their causes and their ideologies, which, of course, will become a grievance as well. But I want to get into the grievance thing. This is just one of the grievances that can be laid at the feet of a state government. And this becomes one of the core things in which you raise as reasons for your wanting to form your own state. If you think, and if we the people rise up And there's the will of the people to govern themselves rather than to be governed from a far-off capital that doesn't really care about them. Then there will be a new state. Everybody says, no, they're not going to get rid of, let Northern California go. Yes, they will. They will let Northern California go and form the new state. That will happen. And this is something that they don't want you to know about. They want to keep it under wraps. They're going to try and keep all the publicity down about it. That's okay. We can live with the negative publicity. We can live with that. We can live with them coming after us. We know that that's going to happen. But the grievance process will move forward. Now, this is just one grievance, but it's a big one. That this affects water. Are you ready for this? To about 28 million people in the state of California. You think that's a problem? You know, by losing the levees, flooding Northern California, with damaged dams. As an example, up in the Oroville Dam, there's a watershed above the dam, and that watershed is basically the Feather River watershed all throughout Plumas and Butte counties. It's one of the biggest in the nation, if not the world. And all that water comes tumbling into a huge reservoir known as Oroville Dam. Here is the deal. There are 9 dams in the Feather River that hold back water and prevent massive amounts of water coming into the Oroville Reservoir, causing flooding. We understand about the dam. It almost broke. It almost was destroyed, and maybe some people even say purposely so. In fact, all the evidence kind of looks like it. But what was to happen, what would it look like if those dams upstream were to break? If those dams are shown to be just as poorly maintained as Oroville Dam, and they're storing water right now in massive amounts, never before seen upstream, and we have a problem with one of those dams failing, 9 dams. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Those dams, you got it. They're in just as bad a shape, if not worse shape, than Oroville in terms of its maintenance. They haven't been maintaining those dams. They are very problematic. And right now, we're right in the middle of a huge snowmelt. What do you think might happen? Well, if we lose one of those, we could possibly go back to a terrible situation and loss of water, loss of life, loss of a lot of things if Oroville Dam doesn't hold up. You see, ladies and gentlemen, infrastructure is just not one dam. It's a whole series of dams. There's 1,500 dams in California that are in desperate need right now of infrastructure repairs. This is clearly a grievance because guess what? If we were maintaining them properly in the first place, we wouldn't have this problem and putting at risk 28 million lives. I think that's called a viable grievance against the state of California and Jerry Brown. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us promised to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
51st New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
In Hartford, Connecticut, need an encore. Smelling pine trees in Augusta, Maine. I like Topeka, Kansas. I'm glad that I came, but I've never been to Salt Lake City, in Utah, or Richmond, Virginia. Gonna see Bismarck, North Dakota, in Charleston.
And we're back here at 51st New State Talk Radio. And yesterday, we're going to play this almost the entire clip here of Assemblyman James Gallagher at the rally that was underneath the oak trees. Great, great location on top of a levee, huge oak tree. It was just magnificent, actually. And Gallagher really was hitting, I would say, home runs on just about every sentence he put out there about the levee. Now, remember what we're doing here. What is our motivation here? Not only do we want to inform the local community what's happening here, but we're also trying to establish with you an understanding of a grievance against the state of California. We're putting you in the grievance process. So listen to what James has to say, and you form your own opinion about, is this a grievance or not?
This whole community was evacuated because of flooding, or the threat of flooding. And it would appear that many in our state government have forgotten that, and we're here to refresh their memory. These gatherings are unfortunately necessary, as has often been the case throughout our history. When the government forgets the needs of the people shall rightfully rise up and demand their attention. This is why we gather here today.
Okay, there is the main premise of the grievance. We have the right to rise up, and you're hearing the rise up right now.
To assemble and petition our government to get their attention. And we need to do this especially when our government takes action or no action and puts our safety at risk. We gather today for one fundamental purpose, with one short but important message. We matter. Our hope matter. Our homes matter. Our property matters.
Yes.
Our lives and our families matter.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
That's what we're here to say today. Now, I want to start with one good piece of news. Just this week, Senator Nielsen and I had a sit-down meeting with the administration, and I am glad to report that they have committed to getting the funding to shore up this levee that we're standing on right now. to report that just last night they announced that they are going to shift $30 million more dollars towards levee repairs this year. So already our voices are being heard, and this is a team effort. It's not just Senator Nielsen or me, it's all of us who have been speaking out on this. Our voices are already being heard. When this community comes together, big things get done, as evidenced by this $400 million levee project that we've now almost completed. But I'm going to tell you, it's not enough. It's not enough because every year we have to maintain and repair these levees, and especially after the flood seasons that we saw this year. And that is why Senator Nielsen and I asked for $100 million every budget year, continuous appropriation every year by our state to ensure that we do what needs to be done on these levees throughout the system. And not just here in Yuba City, but across the river in D-10 and in Nicholas and in Colusa over on the west side. They matter too. And not just here in the North Valley, but in Stockton and in Manteca and all the way down to Visalia. Yes. They matter too. Yes, they do. Yeah. Yeah. As we saw just in this last season in San Jose, they matter too. And that's what's required, is a constant commitment to these levees every year. We have sacrificed here locally and spent millions with local taxpayer dollars and bonds that the taxpayers pay the freight on. That's the taxpayers that put that money into these levees. And the truth is, we'll probably have to do more. But the state needs to make sure that they do their part to properly maintain this state flood control system.
Right. State.
So if we matter, then this state will meet its obligations in the one document that shows the world California's priorities, the budget. This is more important than a train. Yeah. Yeah. Our lives and our families are more important than a train or a state building. Or a parking structure for state workers. Or wildlife crossings to help wildlife get across the freeways. They're all in the budget. Why aren't we?
Yeah.
And if we matter, then we'll make sure that all of these critical repair sites are fixed. And that this whole system... this is part of an entire system, the same system that benefits so many who don't live here. That conveys water to 26 million Californians. We want to make sure this whole system is safe for all of those who live in its path. And if we matter, the Oroville Dam, the cornerstone of the state water project, will be operated a whole lot differently. We need substantial reforms and leadership changes at the dam. It's not enough just fix the dam. It's not enough to just have new emergency action plans and new maps that show you where you're going to get flooded.
Avoid the flood.
We need a monumental shift in culture and procedure at that dam. Not patchwork fixes and not painted cracks. And if we matter, this Feather River, this right here behind us, the cornerstone of our water, our recreation, ecology, the greatness of our region will be restored. The channel will be cleaned out and silt removed. And people will be compensated for the devastation that has occurred downstream. Woo! If we matter, all of these things will happen. And it will take all of us to make it so. We need to continue to rally, to fight, to advocate, so that nobody forgets. After 1986, they forgot. After 1997, they forgot. And we let them forget. The governor said that the flood of 55 greatly impacted him when he flew over it with his father.
Yeah, right.
But he forgot, or at least his budget did. In these hot summer days.
Well, we're going to leave it there. James Gallagher, yesterday, burning it down for the governor. A grievance for the new state. A big grievance. Stay with us.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
51st New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Cheyenne, Wyoming, and party in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Can't think of a rhyme for Pennsylvania. So I'm skipping to Salem, Oregon, then Austin, Texas, and then maybe Albany, New York for breakfast. Providence, Rhode Island was a blast, and Olympia, Washington was just the bestest.
I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah.
And welcome back to 51st New State Talk Radio. The radio show designed to lay out those grievances against our government. It's all part of a process, a bigger picture. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of interesting what is going on in the United States of America now, isn't it? We live in interesting times. We're being pressed. They want to destroy the country. They're doing everything they possibly can. We must maintain the union. This is Civil War talk. I mean, we've been here before where people have tried to destroy the Union. And they're trying to do it right now. The globalists, if you will, these I call them the totalitarians on the sister show, Agenda 21 Radio. And clearly, they're trying to do that. Now, a couple of interesting stories that are going on out there. First of all, in relationship to, are you ready for this? Are you in a discussion, so to speak, and sort of a coordinated attack? Representative Tom McClintock is leading an effort to end environmentalists' ability to delay building of dams and reservoirs on federal land by fast-tracking control of the permitting process and placing power in the hands of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. Isn't that going to be interesting? So, you know, where we need dams and where we need infrastructure improvement, this is what we're talking about. Because so much of what happens here, especially in the new state, is controlled by radical environmentalists. Now, those of you that don't know, the tie-in to Karl Marx and radical environmentalism, it goes back that far. The communists have seized upon radical environmentalists and environmentalism to destroy American-style capitalism, democracy, and government. It's just that simple. It was kind of interesting. You heard James Gallagher talk about having to spend money on these wildlife corridors. Talk about radical environmentalism going nuts. This is it. Basically, what we have here is a total ruse using science, pseudoscience or false science, to foist it upon the people. Foisted upon the people as fact. They're pseudo. Now, pseudo means false science. False science, which is exactly what the pseudoscience or the science that they, so-called science that they use, that develops things like the Pope's encyclical, which, of course, you've probably heard about, how to pray to Mother Gaia. Earth worship, they call it. And the Pope thinks that's okay. But this is what McClintock is fighting here by introducing a bill. It says he's going to lead this and sponsor the bill, H.R. 1654. Tom McClintock, of course, member of the House of Representatives. It's called the Water Supply Permitting Coordination Act. That would establish the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation as the land agency for the purpose of coordinating all reviews, analysis, opinions, statements, permits, licenses, and other approvals or decisions required under federal law for the new construction or expansion of dams and above-ground water storage on federal land. I think that is a wonderful notion. Now, I'm not for developing and expanding federal government. Or any government, as an example. I'm all for making it better and improving it and streamlining it, getting rid of the overburden of regulations that slows the permitting process down. This is the quintessential problem that we have in California and throughout the rest of the nation. Radical environmentalism, these are Marxist communists, have gotten into the system over the last 20 years, and look what they have done. They've literally destroyed California, chased businesses by the hundreds out with their overregulation and, of course, their overfees and taxation, which leads us into a whole other thing about taxation without representation, grievance, come and get it. And don't you think when we get into the process of declaring our independence and we get that grievance process going, that's going to be one of them? In California, are you kidding me? Were they overtax you just for sport? Want to pass a tax today? Sure, let's go ahead and do it. We have a one-party government, might as well. Everybody's a so-called, quote, Democrat. I don't call them Democrats. I call them communists in the state capitol. That's just me. I know I sound a little radical, but you have to call it what it is. The Democratic Party, of course, has slipped, slided away. It's kind of interesting, of course, the dynamics going on in the Democratic Party. they're all running to have Nancy Pelosi step down. I wonder why. Because of all the defeats that she's ushered in for the Democrats against the Republicans. And, of course, I'm all for Nancy staying. I'm not a fan, but come on. When you got them beat, you know, why change? Right? You don't want them changing. They might put somebody else in there that has actual capabilities and skills to bring them winners. We don't want that. Donald Trump doesn't want it. Anyway, so the act would require the Bureau as early as predictable upon receipt of an application, this is the direct quote, to notify any federal agency that might claim some type of regulatory jurisdiction over approval or construction of a water project that the agency, quote, has been designated as a cooperating agency in regards to the qualifying project. Contacting agency then must provide time frames to complete the review. Now, a lot of this also goes into coordination with local officials, if they have that. If they have that. By law, they have to have. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We come back, just end the show today. Glad you've been with us. We have a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to be back next Sunday. So stay with us through the break, and we'll come back and close it up. You're listening to 51st New State Talk Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
51st New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to 51st New State Talk Radio, forming the new state in Northern California. Yeah, the 51st state. I don't think Puerto Rico is going to beat us to it, quite frankly. They don't have a pathway forward. You know, it's kind of interesting. The other night I was listening to George Runner, former state senator, now works for the Board of Equalization in the state of California. And he was describing it brilliantly as to how to form a new state. A lawsuit is not the way to do it. A lawsuit will take, first of all, you can never have the judiciary form a new state. It's just not constitutional. It takes the will of the people to form a new state. You can't have a dictatorship telling you to form a new state. It just doesn't work. So what you have to have, as opposed to a lawsuit, which won't get you a new state, it's been even the people that are supporting, the people that are promoting the lawsuit will tell you they cannot form a new state. It's just a lawsuit to gain greater representation. And they make it very clear it's not about forming a new state. So what is the reason for having a group that's not focused on forming a new state? I don't know, but, you know, we do know that there is a pathway forward, which is exactly what George Runner repeatedly said at one of our Tea Party meetings the other night. A pathway forward, and that's exactly what the New State Initiative brings you. That's exactly what the Council of County Representatives, which is the New State Movement body, if you will, gives you. So we will be going forward. Clearly, we will be going forward with the New State Movement. We'll be going forward with an entirely new state. And a lot of people might not like it, but, you know, I like it. I like the ability to go forward and form a brand new state, to put another star, if you will, on the flag. We think that that's a very important thing to do. Now, we're going to be talking about this, so a little bit of a little plug. July 3rd at the Tea Party, Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, July 3rd meeting. There's a barbecue. Of course, you have the 4th of July. You have all the fireworks and all the things going on. We're going to be having a celebration. I will be the guest speaker, and I'll be talking about the new state movement and what it's all about. That pathway forward, will give you the details on the pathway forward and, well, some time frames and parameters. You might want to definitely get involved with that, and you can call Larry Verga, and that telephone number is area code 5307-554409. Now, if you want more information on the New State Movement, you can also call 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. That's the New State Movement for Northern California. Anyway, thanks for listening to the New State Movement, or the 51st New State Movement for Northern California. We've enjoyed you listening in, and please catch us on the radio next Sunday. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to 51st New State Talk Radio.
Thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby. Let's boogie.
No.
number one then and number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
You're listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
Hey, this is Live with Lou, broadcasting high atop Mount Hood.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Maryville, Cuba City.